It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. There is art news on the front page of today's New York Times, and thank God, it's not about a museum theft or $500 million sale of a questionable Da Vinci. No, this time it's good, uplifting art news. Yesterday, the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. unveiled the official portrait of President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. And the event was worthy of attention, not only because these are portraits of first black president and first lady, but also because both portraits are painted by black artists who did a much better job than most of their predecessors. The National Portrait Gallery is full of traditional, academic, banal presidential portraits. But the portrait of Barack Obama is painted by Kehinde Wiley, a much-celebrated African-American artist raised in south-central Los Angeles. Mr. Wiley is famous for his eye-catching, life-size portraits of young, cool, black men presented in the dramatic style of European royal portraiture. The background of his glamorous portraits is usually a bright floral pattern reminiscent of wallpaper or tapestries. In this new official portrait, President Obama sits in a chair, arms crossed. He's not just looking, he's staring at us, wanting to connect, and connect he does. The artist succeeded in the most difficult and important task, capturing the spirit and essence of Barack Obama. The portrait of Michelle Obama was painted by Amy Sherald, a well-regarded African-American artist. To be completely honest, I am not very impressed by this official portrait done by her. It lacks the energy and edge of Kehinde Wiley's painting. In my humble opinion, Nigerian-born, Los Angeles-based artist Nideka Okonuile-Crosby, recent recipient of the MacArthur Genius Award, would have been a much better choice for the Michelle Obama portrait. It makes me think about the monumental granite portrait of Martin Luther King near the National Mall, sculpted by Chinese artist Lex Yuxin, who was simply the best artist for such a project, and that's the way to go. Before the breaking news covering the Obama's portraits, I was planning to devote today's art talk to the major retrospective of works by iconic American artist Jasper Johns, exhibition which opened last week at the Broad Museum. More than 120 of his works were borrowed from 60 public and private collections for this exhibition. Never before have we, Angelinos, had the privilege to follow 6 decades of his remarkable career. At the age of 87, Jasper Johns doesn't like to travel, so he didn't attend the opening of his show, but the feisty, young spirit of his art was there, bursting out of every painting, sculpture, print, and drawing. If you choose to go to the exhibition and not read the wall labels, it's difficult to guess what year each of these works was made. None of them age. They are all timeless. Here and now, Jasper Johns challenges us to understand and interpret his message. But we should try. It's been Edward Goldman with Talk on KCRW.